Welcome to Your Aha Life, where I'm on a mission to help you achieve more joy, more purpose, and more fulfillment. I'm Tanya Cornelius, and I'm excited to offer my blog in audio format. With our busy lives, it can be challenging to find the time to read the blog, so now you can listen on the go. Your Aha Life is a global movement that aims to help you unlock your highest potential and live your best life. To learn more, visit my website at youraha-life.com. Now, let's get started with the latest blog article. How to stop self-sabotage and live a happier life. Be on your own side. Quote by Rashid Oganlaru. Allow yourself to be happy. That seems like a strange thing to say, but it's necessary because you just might be sabotaging your happiness. And if you are, it's time to stop doing that. Before you say it, I know happiness is fleeting. No one is happy all the time. But that's even more reason to allow ourselves to feel happy as often as possible. I've thought about this for a while because I realize I undermine my own happiness. And I'm willing to bet you do too. Unknowingly, of course. The good news is that once we know better, we can do better. Four ways you might be self-sabotaging your happiness. None of us intends to make ourselves unhappy. We want to live happy lives, but sometimes our mindsets and actions don't align with our desires. We self-sabotage our happiness. Here are four ways you may be undermining your happiness and steps you can take to address them. 1. Worrying about things you don't control. This is a big one for me, as I'm prone to worrying. Worrying involves spending time and energy fretting over outcomes and aspects of life that are beyond our influence and decision-making power. Constant worry about things we don't control can lead to significant stress, anxiety, and unhappiness. A quote by Dan Harris of 10% Happier says, "There's no point in being unhappy about things you can't change, and no point being unhappy about things you can." Strategy. Practice mindfulness and acceptance. Mindfulness meditation can help bring the focus back to the present and reduce anxiety over outcomes you don't control. 2. Foreboding joy. This is the fear of fully embracing moments of happiness because of a belief that something terrible must be right around the corner. It's essentially waiting for the other shoe to drop whenever things seem to be going well. Here's a quote by Brené Brown from Dare to Lead. When you feel joy, it is a place of incredible vulnerability. Its beauty and fragility and deep gratitude and impermanence all wrapped up in one experience. When we can't tolerate that level of vulnerability, joy actually becomes foreboding, and we immediately move to self-protection. It's as if we grab vulnerability by the shoulders and say, "You will not catch me off guard. You will not sucker punch me with pain. I will be prepared for you." Strategy. Embrace vulnerability. Brown suggests that allowing yourself to feel vulnerable can help you experience joy more fully without fear. Sharing your feelings with others who may feel the same can alleviate your burden. Another way to counteract foreboding joy is to practice gratitude. Regularly noting the things that you're grateful for can help you to stay in the present moment, fully embracing the positive aspects of your life and reducing the impulse to anticipate disaster. 3, resisting change. To resist change is to oppose or struggle against alterations in our environment, circumstances, or personal life. Resistance to change stems from a desire to keep things status quo and predictable. Again, a form of control. The toll of resisting change is more than we can bear. Most suffering comes from the failure to adapt and a resistance to change. Quote by Debashish Merida. Strategy. Develop flexibility and adaptability. Take small steps outside your comfort zone to gradually build your tolerance for change. Seek support from others who have navigated similar changes, or consider a coach or therapist to help you develop coping skills. 4, lack of social connections. Isolating ourselves or not investing in meaningful relationships can lead to loneliness and a lack of support, which are vital for happiness. Strong social connections provide support, love, and a sense of belonging. The Dalai Lama says, "We humans are social beings. We come into the world as a result of others' actions. We survive here in dependence on others. Whether we like it or not, there is hardly a moment of our lives when we do not benefit from others' activities. For this reason, it is hardly surprising that most of our happiness arises in the context of our relationships with others." Strategy. Make intentional efforts to build and maintain healthy relationships. This could be as simple as reaching out to your friends more often, attending community events, or joining groups or clubs that align with your interest. With these 4 strategies, we can stop self-sabotaging our happiness and allow ourselves to enjoy a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Thank you for listening to my latest blog article. If you enjoyed it, please leave a great review. I'd love to hear your thoughts and get your suggestions on any specific topics you'd like me to cover in future articles. You can also connect with me directly by emailing me at tanya@youraha-life.com. If you're not yet a member of the Your Aha Life Global Community, I invite you to subscribe today. You'll receive a gift, this blog, my monthly newsletter, invitations to special events, and other member perks. So head on over to youraha-life.com. And until next time, I wish you more joy, more purpose, and more fulfillment. Take good care.